Now, they say, right, hurricanes start at the Horn of Africa, right?
That's you knew that? No, I did not. I'm all right, say that's
hurricanes, where we got, where we were enslaved at in the Horn of Africa, right?
Uh-huh.
The dock, that's where all major hurricanes start. A lot of them, majority, right?
All
right. And it takes the same passage as the slave ship took. And stops in the Caribbean and destroy that shit. Yeah. Back.
So, you ever heard of, what's that island called in Ghana? Where?
What? Cape Coast?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy, right?
Yeah. We, so, it goes, like you say, one of them docks, like it's something like on Cape Coast?
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay. And it goes,
it's crazy. Yeah.
What messed me up, right? A person say,
that's crazy.
This is why we are fucked up. A person tell me, oh, yeah, the apartments ain't been like that, Cormie. So it ain't been like that when I like it was when I was back there. But I had to think about that. I walk through there every day, right? And it's never a problem. So what changed since you've been there? Two, how you gonna speak on something you ain't been around in 15 years?
Right.
That's like me saying Cambodia fucked up. I ain't never been.
Right.
It's almost the same. So right. We gotta start understanding we got a natural deflect against each other. We don't admit that, right?
Right.
We ain't gonna never be able to admit shit. We got a natural deflect against each other. We got a natural hate for ourselves.
Right. I forget how Brother Polite worded it. It's just like how they say, you got your mother's attitude.
Right.
We have
okay. Genetics. It's genetics.
Right.
It comes from our oppressed father, our slave master father. Just like when you play basketball and they say, damn, you shoot the ball like your dad. Or damn, man, he walks just like Uncle Reese, right? It's the same way. You
right.
can get your fucking slave master's that, anger
that's exactly
for when he
right,
raped
right,
us.
Right, right. You and this is over 200, over 300 years. Over
400 years.
Yeah, 400 years.
400 something years.
Right.
But fuck that. We've been 1,000 years before that.
Right. So
we was in
imagine,
the
right.
Sahara
look,
desert.
I'm 20, or just say when I was a kid doing things as my parent. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a short ass period of time. So you don't think after all them years that we wouldn't?
Until we only been out of slavery for about 100 years.
That ain't long.
The Jews been out for 1,000. The Jews been out for 1,000 years. They just getting their shit together. How do you expect us to just be right? That's another thing
with
we gotta
that,
understand.
With that topic, we really gotta, like, because people really gotta understand that.
All right.
And maybe we can use that as an example. Like, you know, you got your mother, you know,
all
those
right.
examples like
this is
like
the
that.
Thing, right? It even goes to saying, right, we don't know nothing about ourselves, right? Because, all right, to even understand,
we have to know our
that's the whole concept of fuck bitches, fuck these bitches, just fuck these bitches. Why? Why do we say that? What made us get that idea?
What was done to us.
How did this princess turn to a whore? Right? How did this queen, this pharaohess, turn to a whore? Well, what do we look at? Let's look at how in for one, we are in a European culture. If you can never understand yourself with somebody else's culture,
right?
Because they don't have polarity principles in European culture. It's singularity.
Mm-hmm.
And the polarity matters because when your girlfriend, this is why, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
The guy was saying, I was reading RZA Islam. We were talking about, practicing in European out and in today's sexuality ways, right, is the ways of pedophilia, right? Because they only believe, they say love is love, right? That's, and it's so fucked up. Did you see the leaders of the LGBT community, the people that put it together, they dropped the documents on the people that put it together?
Not
all pedophiles. Now dig
it.
All pedophiles. Now dig
it.
They're trying it. Not saying nothing towards anybody that's lesbian and gay, right? But they're using their agenda,
right,
to push their pedophilia because they're using a line, if you see it in the LGBT community, love is just love, right? That's the cap up joint for the pedophilia they're pushing.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
Right? You must understand, right?
In a LGBT movement.
When
you ain't get black people,
in an antiquity, in an African antiquity society, right?
Well, pedophilia, that's how it happened.
Wow. The man is thinking, the woman is feeling, right?
Right.
So you can't ask a woman to think on how she feel. You must just let her express it and how she
right.
feel and carry it with her.
Right.
You understand that?
Right.
So that's where we get wrong at because we'll be telling you, yo, you can't think like that. Or you can't do that when we can't tell them to do nothing of the sort.
Right. I mean, I sense.
Just like a woman can never tell a man how to think. It's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right. Very impossible.
So once we start learning, once we start understanding and learning that.
Or
so. Right, because we don't, our bodies register. You got to remember, right? You, for one, you got to have emotional vocabulary to even cope with somebody's feelings. Mm-hmm. Right? Good. So if we are immature, premature when it comes to being adults, even at 30 years old, we don't stand right with a child. We've never been in situations where we had to emotionally get it together. Only way we learn is through the struggle, right? We never had enough free time to say, hey, what's wrong? Explain your feelings. Break it down.
Right.
We don't get that much time because we are 24/7 in the struggle, mm-hmm. a constant struggle. Mm-hmm. So our struggle is what they use to exploit us, and we don't see it. So, as in all that hurt, fathers not being there, right? A father not being there will make any child chase companionship, right. Rather how they look for it, right?
Right, right, right.
So, all these little boys twerking and shit, right? Most of them just want male companionship, right? Right? And in our society, when you want something like that, it's either you're homosexual, right? Or you're lesbian and you just need a friend. But that's not the case. Some people need that fatherhood in them.
Right, right,
and
right.
So the only way they see that men get attention is the way a woman identifies. So they identify more with a woman than they could with a man because they don't know how to go at a situation like that. Like, yo, I would like a mentor. Even though a child shouldn't even have to ask for that.
Yeah,
so
right,
the biggest problem, right? The biggest problem is the cousins, the brothers, the fathers too. You know you got that little cousin that needs you there. You know you got that little brother that ain't got no father in his life. You busy taking care of your stepkids and not saying nothing wrong with that. But we just got to get back into life with our family, with our
right.
community.
Right.
We got to start having them get-togethers where it's half the city in there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All of us just vibing.
Right.
Don't worry about no guns. Because if
right.
you understand that, right? Right? If you understand that all these places they try to tell you about Africa is bad, see if they got police force. Huh?
Right.
A lot of African countries don't even got police.
At all.
And they only got 1/10 of the crime we have here. So what do that tell you? They want us to believe, people, that our home, that mama ain't right. Ain't no way a person gonna tell me my mom ain't right. You understand that? So the best thing to do is to take that step back, right? We got to take that step back, examine everything, recalculate everything. You know how the GPS be like, recalculate. As soon as you go off track, that's how we
got
to
be. Got to.
We
got
to be in our GPS time.
To be able to recalculate, though, because
they're trying to take our masculine principle.
Mm-hmm.
The whole point of a male
being, they want the male out the house, first of all.
You listen.
This go ahead.
It says, right? They don't want a brolic guy, a guy of affirmative action. But
right.
that's a male. That's a masculine.
They don't
principle.
Want a manly male, a manly male.
Exactly.
That's,
see, you gotta see
but
that.
But that's a man.
All these homosexuals, right, and all these women in power. Not saying there's nothing wrong. I care who, what
it's
is your
balance, which, though. You
it's
still
just exactly because it's
man.
Hard for people of non-masculine principle to tell men of masculine principle
what
how
to
live their life.
Or right, right. What
you understand?
How to,
it's
right.
hard to tell a man's man how to be a man when you ain't one.
Right.
And you ain't trying to be one.
Real shit.
You understand?
Real
so
shit.
We got to reevaluate things, man. Do you see how these little boys are turning? They are making, right?
Oh, my God.
Sexuality. Right, a main thing for children.
You see how with the rap career, gay rappers, they're making if like,
they're pushing them.
They're
anything.
Pushing it,
but
so
you gotta
hard.
See they whitewash everything.
And
they made Drake at the top of the game, right? It gotta be somebody that has some songs just as good, but
hell
we won't
yeah.
see it.
Oh yeah,
they tried
Drake
to,
known for
look,
taking them
somehow,
so.
Some way. The championship was stolen from Golden State, but they tried to whitewash that too
right.
with the Stephen Curry. See, I have no problem with them. I'm just saying, look at the faces they use for the face.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a person in a sports, right, you are an agent for them.
Right.
I don't give a fuck
like
what
a
you
robot,
say.
Damn
because
damn.
Tell me some African schools you open. Tell me something you've done for your motherland. Tell me something you've done for your neighborhood that didn't involve white people okaying it. See, this is where we gotta look
at. And that's the same shit with the industry, period.
I don't want to know the shit that you did that won't affect your cash. What did you do that you ain't gave no regards for? That's the type of shit. Now people say, oh, I mean, you want somebody to mess their life up. Fuck all that. Right. You took that. You had millions 5 years ago. So what's the excuse? See, I'm tired of all this
you
bullshit.
You bound to have millions. Yeah. You signed the contract.
Whole thing is, you took some millions already.
Right.
So what's the deal now?
Well, shit.
See, other cultures, they rate, if it's too many people in the field, like China, If you got too many scientists, they'll make you go to be a doctor. And the person in the family
is happy as hell, right?
Yeah. To serve the community.
Right.
We got people, right, scared to serve our community, hate our community. Why the fuck is you here? See, that's another thing, too. If people ain't for us and ain't trying to be for us, they got a role, man. They got a role. If we can't keep allowing this shit.
Yo, the biggest thing in other countries, especially like Africa, the biggest thing that they value over there is family.
Family is over everything.
They do any fucking
there is no such thing as cousins in the African community. Nope. And I don't want
people, and they don't treat different.
Real quick, for people start referencing things wrong.
Yeah.
Taking things out of context. Right. We are talking about Africa of antiquity.
Right.
Mali.
Right.
Zimbabwe.
Right.
You understand? Kemet. The Valley of the Kings, the Nile. We're talking about antiquity Africa.
Right.
We're not talking about this Africa with all these conquerors.
Right.
Right. Where 85% of the money is controlled by the Europeans. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
We talk about when we were in power, when we were great. So that's another thing people gotta understand. Stop looking. Oh, look, they do this there, or they Muslim there. Yeah, they were conquered. Don't forget to say that too. They were conquered.
Definitely.
So when we go to look at, when we want you all to reference, look at ancient Africa. Look, cousins is a European word. We never had cousins. Because if you were the father's sister, then you are in place of the father. When the father is not around, you're the father.
Right.
See how that works? We got to understand, it takes a village to raise a man.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It
saddens me, right, when I see that. You can have a person, right, going to give money out to the poor and all that. All that shit is null and valid when you have a child that you're not doing for. Nobody give a fuck about that. This is what killed me.
Or a neighbor, somebody on your block that ain't got, and you see every day struck.
That
like, you ain't helping
your... I hate when people got people that look up to them, right, and they just say, fuck it, I ain't no role model. What you know, you must understand that in our culture is not no, you're not this, you're not that, because
we're
so fucked up that we try to follow the best thing we see. And when you're coming off as so great, and then you say, fuck it, it breaks people, man. We gotta all be role models, man, and we all gotta get pro-black. Not saying that we're getting xenophobic, no. We're not xenophobic. We are just pro-black. We love each other.
Yep.
And we have no one to speak up for us. Where is the people in the United Nations for the people of the disappointed?
Right. Nowhere to be found.
Where is the people in the United Nations for the Africans of the diaspora? Where?
I know.
We don't have nobody to take up for us. Everything we gotta figure out, right? We gotta sift through and do Rubik's cubes. That's what fucks me up. They say, damn, well, there's so much credit, self-reparations. Well, people don't got the education. You know how the fuck you gonna get mad at somebody that don't know something?
Right.
That's what killed me, man. We gotta take the time out to break things down. Now, after you been given the knowledge to where you resuscitated,
right,
received it, I apologize, received it, analyzed it, and understand it, then we can talk. But until then, we don't have it like they had. We don't have it like nobody had. How can immigrants come in this country and take off when we've been here? We built it.
Right. We letting them have every store on every block, but and we taking this cool.
There is no African Union. They don't got no union for blacks. every wave we ride, right, is always off of somebody always piggybacking the Me Too movement.
A recycle.
Black Lives Matter, man. All lives matter. No, fuck that.
Nah.
Fuck that. No, right. No. The whole point of what we saying is black lives fucking matter because y'all don't give a fuck. It is not hard. Why don't we speak on the elephant in the room? And if a person is not racist, they shouldn't have no problem speaking on this stuff. Because you know it's true. I never could understand at 17 or 18 why I'm filling out for all this shit and I don't get no calls back.
Right.
Negro because you's a Negro.
Right. Because you marked off black instead of white.
Yeah. And then it's not. And we don't got no companies, right? We ain't got no companies I could take over. I ain't got to learn shit in school. I'm just going to take the company over when dad died. We don't have that. So we got to show and prove, show and tell. And it's so crazy that you got to tell a African child to what? Don't be like, you know, make sure you don't be like, be smarter than them white kids. What? Yeah. That's automatically making a kid. Oh, he retarded.
Right.
Nah, man. We got to cut that. We got to start believing in ourselves and understand we are better than what they say.
We are gods. Understand how powerful we are.
Exactly,
how,
man.
This is a glob of meat.
Please wait.
Even when this glob of meat going, like, this you will still be chicken. Living. We are so powerful.
Without us together, we are nothing. If you feel disdain in your heart for a black person, then guess what? You hate yourself.
Yep, I was just about, yep. You have no love for yourself.
So, this is the day, people. Let's step up.
If you think that an African is not your brother, or because, like...
We'll say this. We'll first start off, right? You can't change nothing until you learn to change that diet, people.
Right. Start off with your diet, man.
You must change your diet. Start learning the 42 laws of Maat to give yourself some structure to following these principles.
M-A-A-T.
Remember, the principle is just like gravity. You know it's there. You know it's around. You just can't play with it, and you just can't see it. It's a God like aura, divinity. Mm-hmm. That's the whole key.
Yep.
Our whole key is being close to divine as possible. Hotep, people. Talk black to us.
Peace.
The thing in America is the black woman and black man. We're the most misunderstood thing, right? So, not asking for a pity party, even. Not even asking for a pity party. We're just talking the stats here, right? Every other people in America, right, can... As we say, every other people can, seems as if they can get ahead. It's harder for us now. They talk about these self-administered reparations, right? Whole thing is, why don't we know about them? Is it our fault? Do we get educated properly? And I'm going to say no. Don't put the problems on the people that's dealing with it. Don't put the problem on the people that's dealing with it. It is not their fault. Now, do we need to be more educated? Of course. Yeah, of course. But that go without saying. But that don't mean we're going to sit and cap it up like